the school itself was lovely. It was a beautiful school. It was all brand new. And we had a fantastic gym and a nice canteen. And Mrs. Stewart was the cookery teacher, but she also did the drama. And she was very particular about things. But we did learn to cook and we did learn to look after ourselves. And we also did sewing. So we sewn our aprons one year, and then the next year we could do the cookery classes. So it was all skills to look after yourself and that, which I think nowadays they don't seem to do. So people can't cook properly. At least you could, by showing you these skills, you had, when you did leave school, that you had something, you know, you could look after yourself properly. Mr. Ice was my favourite teacher, which he was an art teacher, but very young, very dishy. And he lived on the height, but he was Liverpudlian, but he had a good sense of humour. But I think most of the girls thought he was gorgeous and used to come to school on a motorbike. It was St. James's, All Souls and St. Luke's off the height. And all three schools came together. So some of your friends that then you've got from all over Salford, really. I started palling with a girl called Cathy Hunt, and she lived on Church Street. And we palled quite a lot together. I lived in Langton Street, Seagley. And I lived there till I got married. And then I lived New Street, which was at the side of St. James's Church. So I lived there until they pulled the houses down. I went to be a confectioner on Cross Lane at one of the shops there. The place itself, it was a nice school to be at, really. But there's some horrible teachers, you always got the cane for something. And we used to have one teacher, she was Irish. And her name was Miss Gettings, and it was appropriate. And she used to rattle your knuckles with the edge of the ruler, not the flat bit, the hard bit, for talking. It was a Catholic school, yes. And then we used to have mass one day a week in this hall. And assembly we used to have every day. And if you was late for school, even by a few minutes, you got the cane on both hands for being late, which wasn't very nice. But you took it because that was what they brought you up on. But my mum and dad were very strict as well. I had a very good childhood. Not many possessions as such, but we always had plenty of food on the table. My dad worked hard and my mum looked after us all. We had six children and we all had to do jobs as we got older. So we had to wash the pots or wipe the pots. And then when I was in my teens, we had to either stone the toilet, you'd wash the toilet, or you had to do the windowsills for my mum and stone the front step. It was a nice area to bring up, and I had aunties in the next street, and I had an auntie in Grange Street, which is at the top of Langton Street. So it was a nice community, you know. You could always go. Gee, auntie. Sometimes I didn't always open the door.